This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people have taken to the street in Russia to demand the release of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, and now thousands of arrests. Russian police have detained more than 4,000 protesters Sunday, according to OVD Info, a monitoring organization. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stop the demonstrations after tens of thousands of people rallied across the country last weekend in the most widespread show of discontent Russia has seen in years. Navalny, an anti-corruption activist, was jailed immediately after returning to his home country in mid-January after recovering abroad from a poison attack. He has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, which they have denied. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the protests on Twitter Sunday. He condemned the, quote, persistent use of harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists by Russian authorities for a second week. We are learning more about an explosion and attack in Mogadishu, Somalia. A car bomb caused a massive explosion near a popular hotel on the road to the airport. That was then followed by a shootout between Al-Shabaab militants and police. Witnesses say the blast occurred near Hotel Afrique, a popular hotel near a busy security checkpoint into the Mogadishu airport. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel, but that most of the people inside were rescued. That includes Somalia's former state minister for defense, Yusuf Siad Indha Ade. VOA reporter Abdi Kathi Yusuf Aden was also inside the hotel at the time and survived. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization team looking into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic has visited the seafood market in Wuhan, linked to the early infections of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Scientists initially suspected the virus came from wild animals sold in the market. The market has since been largely ruled out, but it could provide hints to how the virus spread so widely. Despite the research mission becoming politically charged, spokesman for the China National Health Commission, Mi Feng, says China is assisting with joint research. China and the WHO expert team have reached an agreement on the arrangement of the following works. A single visit by scientists is unlikely to confirm the virus's origins. Pinning down an outbreak's animal reservoir typically takes years. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A group of 10 moderate Republican U.S. senators are urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. In a letter to the president, the group said they wanted to meet to discuss the compromise they believe could win swift bipartisan support. The senators, which include Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, and others, said they would unveil their plan on Monday. The progress of Biden's package to support individuals and businesses will be an early test of the new U.S. president's promise to work across the political divide. Queen Elizabeth will host President Biden and other world leaders at Buckingham Palace before a summit of the G7 big economies in June, according to the Sunday Times newspaper. Describing it as a soft power reception, the Sunday Times said the Queen would be joined by the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. The palace declined to comment on the report. The Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians before, but says it is not responsible for them. A member of the Afghan government's peace negotiating team warned the Taliban that if they don't resume peace talks soon, the government could recall the team before a deal is reached. Government negotiator Rasul Talib said in a press conference the team is waiting for the return of the Taliban leadership to Doha, Qatar, where a second round of peace talks began this month. However, little progress has been made. There was no immediate response from the Taliban. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.